It's Landrin and Leary. I'm Landrin.
I'm Leary.
And welcome to our show. In today's cultural conversation, we look at Haitian culture in South Florida. This weekend, they celebrate art, food, and music.
In the real deal, all of these fires burning around South Florida, how to cope with it, how to get rid of the smoke, and hopefully how you can stay safe.
And it's almost the weekend, so we go out and about to check out some of the hot dining spots around town.
How about all these scams coming into your mailbox? You've just won $1 million. Making sense of your dollars today and how you can avoid from being ripped off.
But first, the news. In our cultural conversation segment today, we're looking at Haitian culture this weekend. Miami, South Florida celebrates Haitian Heritage Month this month.
They're celebrating it for a week?
For a whole month. However, this weekend is Flag Day.
Oh, Haitian Flag, happy Flag Day.
Day, I think on Saturday or Sunday. I think it's May 13th. And so they're having a big weekend with book fairs and Haitian cooking classes. And a tribute to Toussaint Louverture, who is the liberator of Haiti, the first black republic.
I was just going to say, do many people know that Haiti is the first free black nation?
I hope so, but if they
I don't know, I think we can say
it over and over again because it's something to be proud of.
It really is. Haiti is the first free black nation.
Absolutely. And they fought the French, the Spanish,
everybody,
the British,
wanted to take over Haiti.
A piece of that. So it's an interesting country, and it's an interesting culture as well. So there's a lot going on.
Where's that happening?
Weekend.
All around town?
All around town. I know they're having some things at MoCA, Museum of Contemporary Art, in North Miami Beach. And
MoCA.
I'm going to try to make one of them, at least one of the I'm not sure which one.
Do you think if I went to one of these events, I could try out my bonsoir?
You can try bonsoir?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'd love it.
Oh, well, then you should
actually walk in and just say bonsoir.
That's my line with the ladies.
Oh, how's that working for you, by the way?
You're here.
It's because we have a show. But no, I'm here for the bonsoir. That's right.
That's right.
That's correct. So very good stuff happening. You don't hear a lot of good news about Haiti lately, so this is a piece of good news.
Good to celebrate.
It's good to celebrate
the good things.
The positive. Absolutely. Yeah. Good. What else is going on?
Well, we've got quite a bit happening, as we always do, in this beautiful South Florida area that we live in, including all the fires that are happening.
Gosh.
This is terrible.
This is horrible.
It's all over the state, if you've seen some of the graphics that they've had on TV and in the newspapers. There's lots of ways you can deal with this because, you know, a lot of the smoke is coming in. And
233 fires. It's I can't even fathom. Mm. I mean, it's such a large state, but it's unbelievable to me that fires from Georgia can actually affect us down here in South Florida.
Right.
But then all through the state, all these fires are burning.
And part of it was the tropical depression, Andrea, that with the
that's
winds
right.
that
that's
brought
right.
a lot of it, that fueled the fire, as they say. And, you know, also you have to keep in mind is that we're in a serious dry period. There's a drought going on, and they're talking about putting in some really heavy water restrictions for the state that they've never done. So it's a very tricky situation.
So that's very scary. We've got fires, but we have to control our water.
Yeah.
At the same time, and
because
I don't know.
Drought.
This concerns me.
Well, it should, because you live here.
Well, yeah, but I think it would concern a lot of people, even if you don't live here. It's just a very scary thing.
The health officials are advising that anybody with asthma or bronchitis or other lung problems to stay indoors with the air conditioning running.
Right. And then what does that do for the whole conservation thing?
Right. That's pretty pretty tough situation because they're wanting us to conserve, right?
We should as well. Which we should. But
somebody was explaining to me that some of these big water cooled systems that are on these huge buildings are not able to bring the air conditioning temperature down to less than like 78 degrees because of the water that it uses and the restrictions on the
water. I heard something about the water restrictions. Oh my gosh.
So it's a really, it's a catch.
It's a 22. Catch 22. That's exactly right.
If we had wine, we'd clink.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And cheers to that. You know, my nephew has very bad asthma, so I get very concerned for him when things like this are going on, and he's feeling it. He stays indoors. He's not allowed out.
It says that the air quality is poor, and that people, even if you don't have asthma or a heart problem or lung problem, you should really exclude yourself from exercise or physical chores, which I think may include gathering chicken from the county, and keep the air conditioning running to keep it filtered.
Yes, yes. And, you know, my car has a special filter. I just realized that the cars actually come with that. I remember when I bought my car thinking, yeah, who cares? You know, special filter, yeah, whatever. But I'm kind of glad that it has that now.
Well, here's some other tips for you.
Yes.
You should put a new filter in your unit. And
your air
possible,
conditioning unit you're talking about? Or your car?
Well, it says your air conditioning unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if possible, if you can put fresh air in the intake.
You know, outside, I've seen workers outside in gardening or whatever they're doing, landscaping, and they usually have a bandana or something
across
over
their
face. Right.
Right, and that really isn't protecting them.
Apparently not.
You need an official filter.
Interesting.
So we will keep our eye on this. Governor Crist, you know, knows about the problem. He had a news conference Wednesday at the Miami International Airport, and he thinks that really the smoke is really thick out there, and he can't believe what it looks like, and especially in North Florida.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Take care of that.
Okay. So, some good information.
Good information. Keep yourself safe during this time.
And breathe well. Very good. What else should we talk about today?
Well, we have a brand new scam that I think you got an email about this, didn't you?
The Nigerian bank who wanted to give me millions of dollars, yes.
Yeah. Was it an email or was it regular mail? I know that they're always emailing us with these scams, right?
Always. My mother got the email. I also got an email. Junk mail, but it went to my spam folder.
Mm. We'll talk about that next time.
Moving
yes,
on.
We were talking about the scam of the century here. What's going on with this Nigerian check fraud ring that's
this
happening?
This is very, very sad, actually, because apparently now they're moving more than just an email that looks like, as we started this conversation, spam mail, so you know to delete it. But now they're sending checks in the mail, actually, to the order of your name.
Really? You mean yes. They get your actual legal name?
They get your name.
And it looks like a real check. And this one, I'm looking at the Miami Herald business section. It says official check on the check.
Right. And what happens is if you play the lottery, for example, and it says it's coming under the guise of you've won the lottery now.
Okay.
And it's to your order, and it's got your name on it. It looks authentic. It has a bank's name on it. This check right here in the picture actually says Providian Bank. It really
looks official.
It's a whole enterprise. So I'm not sure
what's
going on.
So what happens? You get this check though, and I mean it's for a couple of $1,000, and you go to deposit it.
You go to deposit it, and what happens is you have to actually pay a fee to collect.
Oh.
And that's where they get you. So this poor guy, I mean, it looks like maybe they told him he won $49,000-some and then another $2,000 to help him pay for the fees or something mm-hmm. like this. And then there's just a whole story, and this guy was taken. He says, and I quote, "This has destroyed my life."
Mm.
So it's a terrible scheme.
Well, we've all once in a while have gotten these emails, and now we're moving into the regular mail, which we've all gotten junk mail before, but this seems to be really complex, and they get your real name, they send it to you, and stay away from it.
Right. And, you know, even though some banks, when you go to deposit a check, they do it electronically, so the money right away is withdrawn. Most banks do not do that. So if you go to deposit a fraudulent check, you're not going to know that it was fraudulent for some time.
I see.
So you write a check out against those funds that look like they're in your account,
right,
but they really aren't. But you are still liable for the checks that you wrote. So
it's not like when you have a credit card and something happens.
Exactly. That's the problem. It's not like that.
They take it off your record there.
Exactly.
But this is the opposite.
No, this is the opposite. So,
well,
people, be careful.
Stay away from that.
Stay away. If you get a check you weren't expecting, it's not real.
I mean, you know when you're expecting a check in the mail.
I always know when I'm expecting a check in the mail.
I think I may have changed my mind on your birthday gift.
Thank you very much. Hi, Leary. You're the best. Opinion, folks.
How about the salt water mixing into our fresh water supply? What does that mean?
This is another scary headline I saw about salt water seeping into Florida's drinking water supply.
Which we think
makes
we have
sense.
Endless supplies of drinking water because the planet is, you know, 70% covered, but really only about 3% of that is drinkable.
Absolutely. So now what's happening is the wells... the salt water is seeping into the wells.
Mm.
So they're shutting down some pumps, and seems like the government is on top of it and that they understand what the problem is. I don't know how you contain this problem or how you stop it.
Yeah, if it's a natural process.
It's a natural process.
I mean, there's not a man-made there's nothing that man has done to make this happen.
Well, in a way, because right here it says that droughts, because there's a drought, it's lowering the groundwater, and so there's pressure.
Right.
And so the salt water is seeping in. So it's another interesting phenomenon happening with nature.
In our environment.
In our
which
environment.
Is why we all need to be cautious of our environment.
Yes. Yes. And let's see what else is happening.
Bill passes in the Senate to put the pressure on the FDA to monitor side effects of prescription drugs.
Yeah, I didn't realize that side effects weren't monitored closely.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of we don't know that we think the government is protecting us. But, I mean,
well,
we've
the
got
FDA.
So many. Everybody, what is it, one out of four people is on prescription medication?
Are you on any prescription medication?
Not that I'm going to talk about on this radio program.
Okay.
I do take a Lunesta every now and again to knock it off.
Knock it off? That's the one with the butterfly, that commercial?
Apparently it is. There's a butterfly that sits on my face.
Yes. And yet you can sleep. Look at that. It's an amazing drug. Love it.
It just...
just helps you sleep.
Although I'm out of them, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
This is a problem for you. Yeah, I sleep like a baby, so I don't have that problem. My mother, however, doesn't sleep. She takes the Ambien.
I've tried Ambien, too. That's pretty good as well.
And President Bush toured Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing...
what was he looking for, Dorothy and Toto?
No, I think he was checking out the wreckage from the tornado. Dorothy wasn't there. But I kind of like the quote. He says he hopes that him being there could touch somebody's soul by representing the country.
Now, you know, that's not how he said it.
No, that's not how he said it. I don't do a very good George.
That
you
I
go.
Touch somebody's soul.
Do it again.
That I hope my presence being here touches somebody's soul.
You've got to see this, people. Go to the website. Check out our webcam with the laugh.
Publicradioshow.org.
Please, yes, public radio show.
Oh, my
you see,
goodness.
I'm the president.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean that in a good way. Very, very well done. Yeah, so he's in Kansas. He's touring. It was an interesting quote to me. He was touching souls by representing our
country.
That's
a tough situation over
there. Yeah, so. It's tough. I feel very, I mean, you know, we've got hurricane season coming, so everyone buckle up as well.
Yeah.
Nature is the big items.
Nature. We have the environment.
The environment.
It's the hot topic.
It's the hot topic.
It's what everybody's talking about. Hillary. Obama, Osama, Bill.
Oh
no, he was already president.
He was already president.
Who am I thinking of? John McCain.
But I say bring him back. I'm okay.
Well,
with
he'll
that.
Be back.
Yes,
he's coming back.
He's coming back.
He is part of the deal. If Hillary is elected, he actually will
it's
be
a
back.
Package. It's a package.
Apparently, that's what she said.
Okay, wouldn't it be funny if she dumped him right after she wins? Can a president get divorced while in office?
I think anybody can get divorced at any time, any place. Just ask my ex-wife.
A very big public figure, such as the president of the United States, not you. I don't know. I wonder how that would play.
Well, I mean, look at it from a number of angles. The public relations nightmare that it would cause.
I would not want to be that publicist. No, thank you.
But I'm sure it could happen.
That's interesting. Has any president?
I don't think so.
Ever divorced?
As a matter of fact, there's only been two presidents that weren't married.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Just a little thought.
And if you know who they are, email us.
Email us.
Email her.
Email Landrin@publicradioshow.org. And I'd like to know the answer.
And maybe we'll send you something. We'll send you like a tote bag or something.
A pen or something.
Oh, I have a pen.
We have pens.
Sure.
We'll send you a pen.
Public radio pen.
A public radio pen. It's a very intelligent pen.
It was very intelligent radio.
Well, there you have it.
What about Alberto Gonzalez? Where did he go?
Funny you should mention. Where did he go?
What happened to him? There was a scandal? I don't even know. Where did he go?
I love it. There was a scandal. Now we don't even know what happened to this man. Apparently, he wants to clear the air, but he's no longer in the media like he was. We have no resolution on whether or not he was liable for the firings, what happened to the emails that quote-unquote disappeared and were deleted.
Right.
No
Actually, some
resolution.
Of them ended up on my hard drive, believe it or not.
I need closure. I am one who needs closure.
What
There's
we got,
no
well,
closure
we
here.
Had the shooting.
No closure.
But that, I think, distracted us from this, wasn't it? I mean, you know, it happened, and then they delayed the hearings, but...
But it should still be...
And our attention, process in this country is very limited. Our attention.
Well,
span.
I think we've been what? Trained. There it is. I think we've been trained for that. You know, I don't believe in ADD. I think we've been trained for it. And the fact that Gonzalez is buried in like a small headline on page 9 is just—it's ridiculous. He should come back. There should be more attention to the attorney general and what he's doing. I don't understand.
Well, because there's no resolution. You know, no matter which way that you fall on the aisle.
So we just forget. We just forget about it. Sweep it under the rug and keep
just,
going. This
we've
is not
just
good.
Reminded the American people it's time to start focusing back on Gonzalez.
Focus, people. Focus.
And, of course, everybody knows the Queen was visiting.
Oh, the Queen.
And that was a royal. It's been about 16 years since she's been to America. And President Bush was so worried that he wasn't doing a good job, you know, greeting her and taking her around, that she was going to take the country back. And then, of course.
Auditioning for late night, are you?
You know, then when... Dick Cheney was showing her around. After all the sights that they saw, he shot her in the face.
I don't think he was allowed to show the Queen Mama around.
He did.
Gosh. She's going to take the country back now for sure. We're sorry,
and,
Queen.
And, you know, you were mentioning yesterday, I think it was, about Helen Mirren that was invited to.
Yes, and she snubbed the Queen. She was in South Dakota.
She was filming a movie.
She was filming
or something.
A movie. She was filming and could not get out.
Couldn't get there
for
in
that
time. But
day.
She was very sorry that she didn't make it.
I don't
know. So the queen came here, basically, is what I understand to be the truth.
Basically, I thought we thought the queen came to see Helen.
They're
really
going to have dinner.
That's really what
she wanted.
At
the Mahogany Grill.
Let's go to the Mahogany Grill. We'll see the queen. Will she wear a hat?
I think she always wears
a
hat.
For dinner?
The hat, well, it's a crown.
It's, well, wait a minute now.
It's the tiara.
Except for when she wears her tiara. I don't think I've ever seen a naked head on the queen. No, I wonder if it's a protocol.
It probably is.
Can the queen ever be seen in public without either headwear or tiara or some such noble thing?
Yes.
I feel we should sit up and not slouch when we speak of the queen.
Yes, well, you know.
How do you feel about that?
I like the queen.
I
think she's a cool chick. And I think that she, you know, brings this time of elegance that you just don't see, of course, anymore.
You don't see it anywhere.
You don't see it anywhere, but I was looking at the photographs online from when she was at the White House, and it was just so cool because she's got the hat, of course, but the gloves, the whole deal, and Prince Philip is there. And it just, you know, and she's standing at the White House. It just gave me a kind of a chill up my back.
We'll talk about that later.
Partially because I want to date her.
You really want to date the queen, don't
you?
Well,
I'm very hip with the 80 and over crowd.
Yeah, even in the editorials, really, what you see
she's 83,
she's looking good. And a lot of people are writing in saying, oh, it was great to see the queen. I think the American people really like the queen.
Yeah.
I think so. Remember when Tony Blair was here? He was on South Beach and caused quite the stir.
I mean, well, there was a little mechanical problem with his plane.
With his plane.
Which is what tipped everybody off that he was here.
But they just went to see where he ate, what did they do. It's like this fascinating, like they're
any
different.
Well, he's the president of...
the prime minister.
Prime minister.
Not for long.
Just stepping down. After 10 years. And partially to do with his... support of President Bush.
Yeah,
and
tough
going
legacy
into the war.
For him.
Yeah,
tough legacy
the war.
For him.
My Boston accent just came out, the war.
Very nice. Anybody from Boston, call us in. Share the accent.
Call up. What's your best Boston accent story?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll record you. Call us.
And you know, I have to get my mother on the line. Paul!
Sorry, Mom. He didn't mean it.
But it's all fun, you know?
Yes.
But every time I get that message, Paul, what are you doing?
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mother.
All right. That's all I've got for you. Ooh, what's this fashion trend?
It's a very new fashion trend.
Cindy McCain.
It's a logo Band-Aid for your nose. You can sell ad time on your nose.
Oh, goodness. I don't know how I feel about that. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Get closer to me.
I feel bad. Dale Jr. is leaving DEI.
What is DEI?
NASCAR fans. Earnhardt Jr. is leaving Dale Earnhardt Enterprises.
Oh.
And founded by his father. His family works there. His sister, I think, is part of the management team there. But for some reason, there have been a lot of issues. And now it's interesting because he's really a legend in the sport. His name is anyway, and he is as well. And it's interesting to how you're going to not have him in, you know, the house that his father built.
Right.
So, who's going to inherit Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
He's synonymous with NASCAR.
NASCAR and racing. So, this will be interesting. Just a little.
It does get interesting when businesses that are run by families have falling outs and things because, you know, it also has a special place in the hearts of the fans.
Very special place in the hearts of the fans. I have seen fans, I mean, a sea of red. In all these tracks around the country and
huge
fan base.
When you saw red, I thought maybe perhaps you like spilled a Bloody Mary on yourself.
No, that'll be tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Right now we're talking the color red.
I see.
Of Junior. They do a nice Junior cry around the track.
What is that like?
Oh,
could you do a little bit for
us? I honestly can't do it. My
Your chords?
Vocal chords don't screech that high.
It's a high screech.
It's a high screeching Junior pitch. It's actually pretty funny. Mm. So
maybe you could call in on our voicemail, and if you can do that screech, maybe we'll play it on the air.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah. Good idea. Let's do that.
What is it called? The Dale...
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Screech.
Screech.
Let's go for it.
But people, I mean, that's a thing that people
you
do.
You can hear it around the track,
like your
yes.
friend says, let's do the screech.
Well, they probably don't say
my
it.
My friends don't say that to me, but maybe your friends do.
No, my friends don't say it either. But at a track, they do.
They do a screech.
They do a screech.
What does it signify? Is it the screeching of the wheels?
It's the love. It's the love of the Earnhardt legacy and Earnhardt
that's
Jr.
That's nice.
He's not a bad-looking guy either, so... I'm sure the ladies are screeching for many reasons.
Is it more of a female thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we'll be
I don't think any male will actually admit to the screech. But if you can, I would love to hear it. Please go to our website or give us a call.
Yes.
And we'll record
upload
that as
well.
Upload
your audio and send it to us in an
send
email.
It to us. That'll be great.
Publicradioshow.org. Is it mom's meatloaf?
It's one of those foods I never understood. Can you explain it to me?
Well, being the round, green Irish man that I am, we're all about potatoes and meatloaf.
Oh, do tell. Excellent.
It's a deliciously meaty dish with sauces, and I'm so hungry my mouth is watering right now.
Stop spitting at me.
You tried that last week.
That's right.
I'm still washing the spit.
That's good spit, man.
Loogie.
I should bottle it. No, seriously, I never understood. I get ground beef and I get meat sauce.
Right.
And I get lasagna.
Okay, that's totally different.
Actually make a very good lasagna.
You do?
I'm thinking of just, it really is just meat.
It's just meat. It's just ground meat.
That's all we're having.
Stuffed together.
It's all happening.
With some sauce. I mean, people do elaborate. They put other things in it, but usually it's just the plain meat loaf. A loaf of meat.
It's a loaf of meat.
Well, the name, you know, comes with the territory.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking at the recipe. I don't think I'll be making...
Is that Linda Gassenheimer in there?
No, that's Beverly Mills with Alicia Cross. Apparently there needs to be some help.
You need more than one when you're making a meatloaf.
Understood. Okay.
Because there's the meat and there's the loaf. There's two parts
to it.
So
there's a lot of work. Okay. That's beautiful.
What is this, food and dining section? What is it?
Well, we didn't do our top yet, but we're just, you can just cut and paste, can't you?
That'd I didn't know what great. You meant. I was
I've got my
looking
top
at the
on,
wrong.
You understand. That's
we
not
didn't
what
do
we're
the
talking.
Top.
This is our out and about segment.
Out and about.
Because it's almost the weekend, and you probably want to take someone out to dinner. Let's talk about food.
Let's talk about you.
Let's always talk about food.
They're almost one and the same.
They're actually...
Every time
I am
we're around each other, we're hungry.
Well, it's usually dinner time or breakfast or lunchtime.
Mm, I wish.
Did you see that Seinfeld where George had to eat while making love to his girlfriend?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one? Oh, my God. He hid.
In Claire or something?
In the bureau next to the bed, the nightstand. And, like, they're under the covers. He sneaks out.
I think it's
and
coming back to me. I can see it.
Classic Seinfeld. I'm a
big
fan.
I have a feeling you would do something like that.
I would not do something like that.
Wait a minute. I would do something like that.
You would do something like that.
Well, you get hungry. You're putting a lot of energy into
these things. There's energy. You got to eat. Okay, Mahogany Grill.
That was my Seinfeld theme.
Not quite. Well, don't write in about those people. No, not quite.
There, you didn't give me the downbeat. Give me a beat.
Oh, Janet. Miss Jackson is in the studio.
I didn't even know where that came from.
That came from Janet Jackson.
It's 1988.
Right, we're back to 1988. Okay, food dining, we're done.
So everybody, where are we going to go this weekend? We want to know where to take our people and our mothers and
well,
our friends.
Well, Mahogany Grill is featured.
Mahogany Grill?
I have not been. Have you been?
I have not been there, but I hear it's on the schedule.
I've heard very, very good things, and this is a restaurant that actually honors mom. Mom's cooking.
You mean all year round?
So that's kind of nice, yeah.
Mom's Place.
Mom's
I can see the little...
That's sweet. Mom's picture is on there. That's
Where's
nice.
That located, Mahogany Grill?
It is...
Is that anywhere near the Niobe Grill? Because somebody was telling me before the show.
Yeah, not even close,
oh.
No. Mm-mm.
Where are they located?
183rd. Northwest 183rd Street. And my favorite chef was in town.
Who's
missed
that?
It.
Jacques Pepin? Who was it?
Jacques Pepin. I've been watching.
Emerald?
Emerald. That is a stone.
Emerald is a chef, isn't he?
But Emerald,
oh,
Lagasse is a chef. Yes. He is.
He'll always be Emerald to me.
Okay. I have no comment.
Well, you usually
don't. You called Emerald
don't.
Lagasse yeah. Emerald. He is a gem, though, to many people. So maybe
but
that's where
he
was going.
But doesn't he use an emerald in his logo? Come
no,
on.
Not
give me
even.
A little
no,
something.
No, nothing. He's from...
You should see this, folks,
no.
by the way.
Yeah, you should see this. Yeah. Cooking with Dave. Dave Lieberman is a Food Network chef, and I just adore him. He's in town. He was doing a demonstration at the Macy's in...
Is that him?
Aventura. No, this isn't.
Oh, he's over here in black
yes,
and white.
Yes, he's in black and white. I enjoy him.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I have odd taste, but whatever. I'll take them.
No, I think that that's great.
Mr. You could Lieberman. Do
some, maybe cook some lasagna or meatloaf together. In
yes,
the,
meatloaf.
In
he
the
probably
kitchen.
Knows how to make meatloaf.
I
being
think,
a chef and all.
Well, I would think meatloaf would be on his resume.
It's very odd. What?
So that's the food. That's the out and about food and dining for this weekend. And there's plenty of places that you can take advantage of, and you can find all of them. In the Miami Herald food and dining section. This has been a fantastic show.
I think this has been a great show.
Thanks for making public radio part of your daily routine.
And we love that you're here, and we love that you listen to Landrin and Leary.
That's right. She's Landrin.
That's Leary.
And don't forget the email addresses. Mine is leary@publicradioshow.org.
And mine is landrin@publicradioshow.org.
Or you can go to the Public Radio Show website, which, of course, is publicradioshow.org.
Love to hear from you.
Whether you call or whether you click, you should do it right now.
Do it right now. And support public radio.
Definitely support public radio. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We're out.